Come with us with a song in your heart today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hello, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. We've got the music, we've got the friends, like Kevin Williams, Buddy Green, Gordon Moat, Lauren Talley,
that's me,
Tori Taff, our soft feminine side.
Oh, that's me. Hey,
and,
you guys.
And Bill Gaither, where you said it, Bill.
That's right, and my guests today are energized and they're already warmed up. The Goodmans, Janet Pascal, and the Homecoming Friends. Hey, it's going to be good.
Bill, I'm so glad you're nearly conscious today. We are going to start the program with our Homecoming Friends.
One day I was walking in a world of sin, no rest for my weary soul. And then I met a man who said he'd be my friend, and all my burdens he did roll. God took those burning desires, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new home. And since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I've got the joy, joy, joy.
That's the Gaither Homecoming Friends kicking off Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Appropriate, right? Now it's the Gaither Vocal Band. Hallelujah!
Somebody give me that bass.
Somebody give me that tenor.
Somebody give me that baritone with a whole lot of soul in it.
Somebody give me that gospel truth, and then let's all sing it in a hallelujah band.
Somebody give me that guitar.
Somebody give me those drums.
Somebody give me that bass line. Do it like it's never been done.
Somebody give me that solid rock, and then let's all play it in a hallelujah band.
Somebody give me that halftime and let it go.
Oh, somebody give me that sweet, sweet song, and then let's all sing it in a hallelujah band.
Mark Lowry here. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
It's advice column time with your expert panel of cornfield counselors.
Oh, that's yeah. us. That's definitely
You ask the tough questions. We'll give you our ear for sound opinion. Okay, guys, here's the question.
Okay.
If you had a time machine, what time period would you like to visit and why?
I'd like to go back to the 1920s. I don't like the depression part, but those clothes were
But that didn't happen.
Those clothes, yeah, ran that
Or 29.
Exactly. Yeah. But those clothes were so attractive. I think I could rock.
Oh, you'd be such a flapper. Oh.
You could have a bobbed haircut for sure.
I think I could.
Oh, wow. You know what? If I could go back any time, I know the session is closed, but I would open I'd go back to 1948. And see Hobie Lister and his Statesmen for the first time at the Ryman Auditorium.
Of course you
Man, would. That rocked my little 12-year-old world.
You have not gotten over it yet.
No.
I have not gotten over it. I can show you the very seat in the Ryman Auditorium where I sat.
There's a plaque there, Bill. Yeah.
But I was there.
Had I grown up in the 60s, 70s, I would have been a huge fan, and I am a huge fan, but I would have like been one of those people that go to 300 shows to see the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
I would have been in Vegas as much as possible.
Yeah. High roller.
I think I'd like to go back to yesterday and call in sick for today.
And there you have it. All you need to make your next big decision.
I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to be. Thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I've learned how to stand, but I can't even walk without. Make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, can I get somebody?
Without you holding my hand,
you know.
That was Chris Blue.
Ken Davis here at Homecoming Radio. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Not long ago, some of our radio hosts spent some time on a Gaither cruise with a special homecoming guest.
You know, we feel as though it's important to let you know that the timeline of this interview took place as one of the last times Amber Nealon was with us here on Homecoming Radio before she passed.
And so you're going to hear her voice as one of our co-hosts and part of this conversation with today's guest.
It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's Daniel Britt, Gene McDonald, Torrey Taft, Amber Nealon, and Gordon Moat here. By the way, Bill's back in the studio, but we are blessed to be sitting right here next to winner of The Voice, Chris Blue. And that's your real name, isn't it?
That is my real name. My mama and my daddy are responsible, and that name has been taking me all over the world. Thank you, mama. Thank you, daddy.
Was the year 2017? Was that the big year?
That was the big year. It took a year of my life. It started in 2016, ended in the spring of 2017.
Whose team were you on?
I was on team Alicia Keys, of
course. Very nice. Oh, yeah.
You know, Blake's team was filled. I tried to get on his. I tried to sneak on him, but Alicia wouldn't let me go.
Well, Blake loves you. I told him that we work together from time to time. He thinks you're a great talent.
Oh, he's an awesome guy. You know, I have a cool story about Blake Shelton. So I was in the compound one day, and I asked him, I said, hey, yo, Blake, where's my guitar? Because you give all of the artists a special gift once they make it so far. Mm-hmm. He gave his team guitars. My team got jackets. I'm very grateful for my jacket. Thank you, Alicia. But I wanted a guitar, and I said, Blake, where's my guitar? And he went into his trailer, came out with a Sharpie, signed it, and gave me that guitar.
No way.
Wow. The guitar he was playing.
It sounds so like it.
Really cool.
Yep. Yeah, that is cool. So, Chris, when you won The Voice, what did you see on your horizon? You probably never saw being on the Gaither stage as part of your future. You probably had other plans.
Right, not in a million. I didn't, you know, in fact, Gordon, I didn't have any plans. I wasn't in music until I got on The Voice. So, like, I don't have a history of being a solo artist. Like, me and my brothers, we sang in churches a lot, but that was, you know, from time to time, and we enjoyed that. But then as a solo artist, you know, I don't have anything, or at the time, I didn't have anything to stand on. The Voice stage was the very first opportunity or platform I had as a solo artist. So I didn't have any plans or expectations after the show. I was just like, this is cool. This is fun. Never in a million years, though, would I ever imagine to be on a platform like this. This is awesome.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. The center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Center. simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams. The voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my heart. Of my joy, I said, Jesus, you are the center of my joy. You're my joy in sorrow. You're my hope for tomorrow. Jesus, you are the center. You are the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Chris Blue from Foundation's Hymns of My Heart, our special guest today on Phil Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither. You know, for decades now, Gloria and I have had the joy of talking with some of our close friends and lifelong influences on camera and on stages worldwide. We now have a place where you can go and watch these interviews and special stage moments all in one place. We invite you to visit the new Gaither Extra YouTube channel to enjoy timeless moments with some of your favorite artists. We are adding new content to Gaither Extra Weekly. Visit and be sure to click on the subscribe button in the right corner of the page to join our community and receive a notification each time that we release a new video. Relive these stories or discover them for the first time. Gaither Extra, heartwarming stories, everyday encouragement. This is going to be extra good.
Come and enjoy interviews, encouragement through spoken word, laughter, and fun. Enjoy a variety of content collected through the years from your friends at Gaither Music. Search YouTube for Gaither Extra.
Welcome, Janet Paschal, okay?
God rides on the water. He rides on the flood. Well, there ain't no power from hell. I'm going to stop God's wings of love. I feel the winds of mercy, mercy, and the rain from above. God rides on wings of love. When you cry every night over things that aren't right all around, well, you just give it a shout, and those walls of doubt will come down. Cause you see, God's not limited to man's degree, and he's not afraid of the armies you see. Just turn around, stand your ground. You're gonna be free. God rides on the waterless, and he rides on the flood. Oh, there ain't no power from hell that's gonna stop God's wings of love. Try to stand tall in faith.
Oh, when you can't go under and you can't go around, so you wait. Well, even when we don't understand, we're still in the palm of his hand. So just wait, 'cause he's never late. He's just working his plan.
Janet Paschal, right here on Homecoming Radio.
As we celebrate today's guest, Chris Blue, we also remember and honor our dear friend, Amber Nealon, in this conversation.
Hi, this is Tori from Homecoming Radio, coming to you from the Gaither Caribbean Cruise. I'm here with my friends, Amber Nealon, Gordon Moat, Daniel Britt, Gene McDonald, and today's special guest is Chris Blue.
I remember when Danny Gokey won American Idol, and we were recording with him pretty quickly after that. He was doing a country record, and I remember we were sitting down to lunch, and he sat by me, and he said, you know, what I really want to do is sing gospel.
Wow.
And so, he did the country record, and then it did okay, and now he's, you know, a huge CCM artist. It's so interesting. Many of the people on The Voice, you could probably say more to this, love gospel music. They grew up singing in church like a lot of artists. Yep. And I've noticed that a lot of people do Christian music on the show. How much control did they have over what you sang, or what's that like?
For me, it was, shocking, because I thought I would have zero control.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I had pretty much all of the control.
Wow.
You know, I think the only song I sang that was given to me was my audition song.
And wow.
Every other song after that, I picked, and they support. I had a little tension with Take Me to the King, but not much, Yeah. And they gave in, and actually that was the song that tilted the voting for me that season. Yeah.
Wow. I have one more question. The falsetto thing you do, when you go up into your head voice and you kind of do the Aaron Neville thing, like, who influenced that, or how did you learn, or how did you realize you could do that? Like, was that just something you kind of accidentally ran into, or have you been using that part of your voice all your life, going out of your chest voice and into your head voice, your falsetto voice? Kind of like, guys, if you're listening out there and you have no idea what we're talking about, he can kind of do the Barry Gibb thing. He can kind of sound like a normal man, and then he can sound like a woman, which is weird. You know, and we all wish we could do that, but we can't do it like he can. He can sound like Aaron, you know, but it's his own take on. I've never heard anybody do it quite like you do it.
Oh, wow.
And so I just, my question, I guess, is when did you realize you could do that?
I would say it was 2015. A gentleman at my church that I used to lead worship at, which was a Baptist church at the time, passed away, and his favorite song was a song called Walk Around Heaven.
Okay.
That Roberta Flack, I believe it's by
Roberta Flack. Yes, it is.
And it's a very, very high song.
Yeah.
I never sang the song, but I was asked to sing the song. So on the way there, I had an hour and a half drive from Chattanooga to Knoxville. I prayed and I said, God, they want me to sing this song. Never done this before. So you're just going to have to do it.
That's incredible.
I opened my mouth and it just started coming out. Right. So yeah, it happened on accident. Yeah. The head voice, chest voice, I'm still trying to figure all that stuff out myself. So I don't really know how to work it or use it properly, but.
Gene, can you do that?
Choo-choo.
Well, Russ calls you the second coming of Al Green.
Uh-oh. I listened to a lot of Al Green growing up.
He says that every time he hears you.
Yeah, I listen to
That's
a lot of
That's a good
Al Green.
Comparison.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And like I always think of Aaron Neville because you do that, you know, you do that, you do that stuff. It's so soulful. I mean, it's really, really soulful. And it's different in our in the gospel world. We don't really have anybody that does that. You kind of have put your signature on some of these older songs that Bill has you sing. And I've heard some of your new album and it's really, really cool stuff, and I can't wait for people to hear it.
Master, the tempest is raging. Oh, billows that tossing high. The sky is overshadowed with blackness. Oh, no shelter is nigh. Carest thou not that we pass? It's so manly threatening. A grave in the angry deep. So I say, get up, Jesus, because the wind
and the waves
shall
obey.
And all you gotta do is say,
peace be still.
Peace be still.
Peace be still.
Weather.
The wrath of
a storm.
Tossing.
Or evil
or
men.
Lord,
I need
peace,
yeah.
Peace be still.
Shall
I
know
Jesus?
Peace
be still.
We know about storms, don't we?
Yes.
We all know about storms. The church knows about storms right now. The world knows about storms. Our country knows about the storms. But most of the time we think we need more sailing lessons. We need more life jackets. We need to build bigger boats. And we're yelling at God to come and help us make a bigger boat. Give us some more life jackets. Give us some more lessons in sailing. But Jesus speaks to the storm. And the storm obeys his voice. So whatever we're trying to do, and we're screaming at God, don't you care that we are going under, that we're drowning? Don't you care? Are you going to let us find our grave in the deepest of the sea? He yawns and slowly gets up out of the bottom of the boat. And he doesn't give the disciples the time of day. He speaks to the storm. And he says, peace. It's not gentle, this word. Peace. Be still. He speaks to the storm.
I love, I guess you'd call this a remix. From the original Happy Goodman family now to the Goodman Revival, this is I Am Too Near Home.
I've been driving here in this life with its heart of trouble and strife. Sometimes Satan tries to tell me to turn aside. I say, Satan, get thee behind. No returning in me you'll find. I'm too near my heavenly home where I'll abide. I'm too near home with my Lord.
Too near home with heaven's reward. I'm not returning to sin. I've made my vows. There's nothing to go back to. Oh, praise God, heaven's in view. I'm too near heaven, my home, and I'll not turn back now. There is joy going this way. It gets sweeter every day. My dear Lord is leading the way to heaven.
Kevin Williams here at Homecoming Radio. Thanks for being with us. Not long ago, some of our radio hosts spent some time on a Gaither cruise with some special homecoming guests.
And as we listen into more of this conversation today, we honor the life of Amber Nealon in what would have been one of her last moments on Homecoming Radio before passing in July 2024.
Welcome back to Homecoming Radio. I'm Amber Nealon here with my co-host Daniel Britt, Gordon Mote, Tori Taff, Gene McDonald, and today's special guest is my dear friend Chris Blue.
What's the name of your new project?
It's called Foundations, because these were all the songs that I stood on as a child and I continue to stand on as I grow older. So,
how many brothers did you sing with? And were you the Blue Brothers?
We were the Blue Brothers.
Oh, that's perfect.
We were the Blue Brothers. Yes, we were.
I'm
youngest of seven, five boys, two girls.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm youngest of six.
Youngins.
Thanks.
I'm the oldest in my two. Yeah. So what was your connection to the Gaither world? How did that begin for you?
Another accident, basically. I was living in Chicago, Illinois at the time, me and my wife. I got a call on a Sunday evening, and a mutual friend of me and Mr. Gaither's said, "Hey, Bill's going to be in town. Why don't you come have dinner with us?" I said, "Okay, sure." He's like, what are your plans? What are you doing? Now, I'm in Chicago. The dinner's taking place in Knoxville, Tennessee. I said, "Absolutely nothing. My schedule is free." I hang up the phone. I book the flight that night. And I was on the first thing smoking the next morning. I get to the restaurant. We're eating catfish. And Mr. Gaither's got sweet tea and, you know, all the stuff, the bad stuff you shouldn't eat. How has he lived so long eating all this bad stuff?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, and he's like, "Won't you sing my song?" So I sang the first song that came to my mind. "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow." And turns out that was his song. And I had no idea at the time.
You had no idea.
Wow.
Because I read it. I sang it out of hymn books.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I didn't really know who actually wrote the song. Like, you don't look up the writers of hymns, right?
You sing.
So I just sung the song, and he said, "Hey, I want you to come join us for a family fest." And instead of getting on my flight back home to Chicago, I stayed in Knoxville to the end of the week.
Wow.
That's an incredible story.
That is. If it's a hymn, there's a 30% chance that it's Bill and Glory.
That's right.
Chances are. Very high.
Chris Blue, there are 8,000 things you could have been doing on a night like tonight, and you chose to spend it with us.
Well,
you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
I appreciate it. It was fun hanging out with you guys.
Today's special guest, winner of The Voice, incredible talent. Hey! Give it up for Chris Blue.
Hey.
If you're awed by this world and all its beauty, many stately mansions daily you may see, but without great wealth I'll never own one. You won't either if you're no more rich than me. But if your eyes will look beyond what man is building, you may see what earthly mortals cannot see. On the other side of Jordan, there's construction on a mansion being built just for me. Oh, wait till you see.
Wait till you see.
Yeah.
Wait till you see.
My home.
My brand new home.
It's beauty rare.
It's beauty rare.
And nothing can
nothing
compare.
Can compare.
Oh, wait till you see.
Wait till you see.
Heavenly Father's building me. I'm gonna occupy for free. Wait,
wait,
yeah.
Wait,
my home,
my brand new home.
My new home will not sit upon a foundation that's man-made and will someday pass away. Won't be built where the winds of life can bear. Storm clouds often hide the light of day, but the cornerstone of God is my foundation. Yes, it is the Son of David, Jesus Christ, the coming King. What a welcome and homecoming that awaits me. I'm expecting any day
I'm gonna occupy for free. Wait till you see. Wait till you see. Take it up.
What energy. That's Chris Blue from Foundation's Hymns of My Heart, right here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Bill and Gloria Gaither present a 2025 Homecoming Celebration Weekend, coming to Lynchburg, Virginia, with dozens of homecoming artists, including the Gaither Vocal Band, Mark Lowry, the Isaacs, Jason Crabb, the Martins, and so many more. A two-day concert event, October 17th and 18th in Lynchburg at Thomas Road Baptist Church. Tickets and details at Gaither.com. Presented by Allocate Ministries, a nonprofit organization.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging. Go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
From the Miracle Project, here are Reggie and Lady Love Smith.
Everybody's gathering at the Jordan to see the man the prophet said would come. He's preaching about mercy and forgiveness and how the Lord will save us, everyone. Standing there beside him in the river is a man who came to John from Galilee. He said, Lord, John, you must baptize me. John, down at the river, he's baptizing everyone. John, down in the Jordan, he's baptizing God's only Son. And his voice is crying in the wilderness, come to the water and you and grace will wash away your sins, John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
back here on homecomingradio.com. We got a room full of fun here.
Yeah,
hope
we
you're
do.
Having a good time with us.
Mosey Lister will live forever because of the great songs that he has written. Probably no one any more well-known than this great classic, Till the Storm Passes By. Mosey had a way to talk about our midnights and the dark of the midnight and the feelings that we're going through and express things that were important to us. His songs still live, and they should live.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storms howl above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow is over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand.
Vocal band.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little song to your life and a smile to your face. Join us next time, and we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
We've got so many options for you at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Follow us on our social media and Facebook, and we especially love it when you leave us a note.
You can do this and much more at homecomingradio.com.
We've got so many great homecoming stations in the entire Australian region of more than 700 stations.
Wow.
Broadcasting.
That's amazing.
Including the Vision Christian Radio Network, Raymond 99.7 in Newcastle, the Hunter region, New South Wales, Australia. We just want to say a big Aussie salute.
No worries, mate.
We're out of time, but we'll be back again.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.